Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, she is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel in the Oizva, the edition. Perek Asiri in the middle of Alocha Aleph, we're starting four lines to the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ma'al Yishtoysu Mikrach Echot. Can you drink the four koises of Leila Seder in one shot, with no breaks in between? Says the Gemara, Yimado Omar Rabbi Yechonon, Halel Im Shomom Rabbi Sekneses Yotso. Rabbi Yechonon says that the Halel that you say in Leila Seder, if one heard it in the shul, he doesn't have to go and say it again in Leila Seder. So if he's not saying Halel between the cups, what's going to be break between the cups? Nothing. This tells me that even if he drank everything in one shot, it's okay. Because if he's not saying Halel during the drinking, he's going to be drinking the cups one after each other. Could he have a very long break between the koises? So here there's two ways to understand this Gemara, two opposite understandings, both brought down in Reb Chaim's Pirush. Explanation number one is, the Gemara says, you know when we have breaks between the cups? So one should not get drunk, one should not get intoxicated doing Leila Seder. So therefore, preferably, should not drink it right away. So we see that breaking, have breaks between the cups, it's an ideal thing. So the more breaks you have, the better. See, the breaks are very long. That's very good. The second explanation is the exact opposite. The Gemara says that we do not want someone not to get drunk because it's good to get a little intoxicated on Yom Tov, to have a little Simchas Yom Tov. If you make too much of a break, it won't be too much of Simchas Yom Tov. Therefore, better not to have too much of a break between the cups. Ma'olet says, B'yayin shel shvi'is, can you use wine of Shemitah? Tani Rav Yishai, Yoitzi Miyan Shashvi, he says you could use Yain of Shvita. So Rav Chaim, he brings the name of Chazon Ish, the idea is as follows. We know that the pears of Shmita, you have to get rid of them in the time of the beer. And every different item of fruits of Shmita has a different time of when is the time of the beer. When is the time of the beer of wine, of Yain and Shmita? It's on Erev Pesach. So what can you leave after the time of the beer? Only mazon gimel sudus, only what you eat in three meals. And the shear to eat wine, to drink wine for every meal is revi'is. So for three meals, it's three revi'is. But for Leila Seder, you need to have one extra one. You have to have four revi'is, you have to have four koises. That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, can you drink the wine of Shemitah and have more than the usual three revi'is that you can leave after Zman HaBi'ur? Can I have your four in order to be Yotzei Leila Seder? And the Gemara says, yes, you could. Ma'olet says, bekonditoi. Konditoi is wine that has in it honey and pepper. Mimad etanim barakapur konditoi and kiyain. Barakapur said the konditoi has the same halachas like wine. Hado omri yoitzu bekonditoi. That means you could be yoitzu with konditoi for arba koises. Ma'olet says, behem mizugim. Could it be yoitzu and said if they're mazug? What does it mean mazug? That you dilute them with water. And the question is either better to drink the arba koises of wine when it's undiluted, when it's only raw wine, or the question is the opposite, is it a problem to be over-diluted, if you put too much water into the wine? He said you could be yoitze with the arba koises, with raw wine, with diluted wine, as long as it has the taste and the look of the wine, it's good enough, so it could be either raw, or it could be very diluted. The best wine is the red wine. The pasuk refers to wine and refers to its color as red. Says the Gemara, we're using it, the Gersa of Chaim, Tani Mevushol Kemesubo. Cooked wine is like wine that has spices in it, similar to what the Kondidin we mentioned before. And it's comparable to that. The question is, does it work for Arba Koises as well? Ma'olat says, B'yayin Mevushol. Reina says, you do Yoytsu with Yayin Mevushol. He used to drink the four cups of wine in the night of Pesach. He had a headache until Shavuos. He had to high up, put a knot around his head because of the pain that he had. So he in Lishitas old, you can't have such strong wine. You had to cook it and make it not so strong. The Gemara brings it similarly to that. We found by Abidu by Biloi. He used to drink four cups the night of Pesach. He had a headache until Sukkot. So the Gemara brings a story that relates to this statement. An important woman, important Goyish woman, saw the face of Rabbi Eloy and his face was shining. Omerli Saba Saba says, old man, there's 23 things you have. Either you drink a lot of wine, or you lend money with interest, or you raise pigs. Because these last two things is a parnasa, which is very easy to do, and that's why your face is so shiny. He gave a little curse to this woman. All these three things I don't have. I can't drink wine. We saw if he drinks wine on the night of Pesach, he has a headache until Sukkot. And he's not allowed to do alvos, to do loans with ribbis, with interest, and he's not allowed to raise pigs. I have my toyuah. The chokhmah of a person shines his face. Ravo also the tveria. Okay, the tveria. Chamuni talmidori de abirchon apoyin here. So talmid abirchon saw the Ravo's face was shining. Amun kabir abirchonon. They told abirchonon, ashkach Ravo simo. I think Ravo found the treasure. Amun the lama said, why do you think so? Amun the apoyin here, his face is shining. Something very good happened to him. Maybe he heard a new Torah, and that's what makes his face shine. So the Rebbe came in front of him. What new Torah did you hear? I heard an old Tosefta. That's why I'm so happy. The says, oh, that's why your face is shining, because of your Chochmah. What's the shear of a lug? Because we mentioned that the kois of the Pesach is Revis. Revis is what? Is a quarter of a lug. So what is the lug? Tumto atikto de Muraiso de Tzipoiri. The old measurement of Murais that was in Tzipoiri. I know that measurement. And in the house of Beis Avianai, they used to measure honey with it. Tani, the Braisa says, Chatsi shminis tveronis yeshono. Half an eighth of the measurement of Tveria, the old measurement of Tveria, that's the look. This is the measurement that we have today. We're holding now in Pegimon with base. And we can use over here the Girsa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon in Maseches Shkolin. Why did he say it's an old measurement if he had it in his days? Meaning it's not the old measurement, it's the current measurement. Is there some answer that was the era of the rabbis? It used to be smaller, then it became larger, and then it went back to its original state. So that's why he says it's the old measurement, not the one that was previously, but the one that we have today that went back to the old one. Is there, others say, it was small, it became much larger, then it went down to be closer to the old scale, but not the exact measurement, a little more than that. So that's what we mentioned the old, because we talk about the original measurement. Kamo shir shalkois. What is the shear to get to revis? It's buying two fingers, a room etzba on the height of one finger, umechza v'shlish etzba, a half a finger and a third of a finger. So the Mortani Yovesh Kazai Stevie Ravnosa. Rosen says that a dry, when liquid dries out, then the measurement is exactly a kazais. Meaning, kazayis of dry is equal to revis of liquid. According to the kisri of Yosi Baraboyim Shabirchanon, Asa de Avnoson, also goes to the sheet of what? Using the gears of Reb Chaim, Kerab Yosi Barabudo. Kamoda Barabudo, Omar Barabis, Kerab Noson, Omar Likishi, Korish, Yeber Kazayis. Meaning, Reb Yosi Barabudo is the one who compares the kazayis, which is solid, which is congealed, to the liquid, which is a revis. Because Reb Yosi Barabudo is talking about blood. The Batil said it's Tome, and he said we're talking about a Shira Revis that could turn to be a Kazais, and that's why it's Tome. Halacha Bei Zog de Mishto. Mazgulu Kois Risho B'Cham Ha'im Mivorech Ha'layoyim V'Hakim Mivorech Ha'layayin. The first cup, the Avnil HaSeder, Kori De B'Cham Ha'im, you first do the Brocho of Mekadesh Hazmanim, you first do the Brocho on the day, and then you do Brocho of Borei Priya Gofen. V'Vissil Ha'im Mivorech Ha'layayin V'Hakim Mivorech Ha'layoyim, you first do Borei Priya Gofen, and then you say Mekadesh Hazmanim. Says the Gemara in my time, my in the Bichamai, what's the reason of Bichamai? Shekdush Sayoim Gormo Layayin Shiyovri. Reason number one is, the Kedush of the day brings you the wine. I'm not drinking wine unless I have Yomtiv. So the Yomtiv is bringing me the wine right now. The second reason is, to the minute he was Mekabal himself Yomtiv starts, But he's going to drink wine only once he starts the meal. So usually the Kedusha of the day comes before the wine comes to the table. What's the reason of Bessi? Without wine, you don't say Kiddush. So the wine is what brings Kiddush over here. Another reason. Yain is every day a person drinks wine. It's Tadir. It happens every Shabbos, every day. But Kiddush is only once in a while. Based on both of them, Yain v'Avdolah, Yain Koidim. When he does Havdolah and he drinks wine, here for sure the wine has to be first, even according to Beit Shammai. Klum tamayin de Beit Shammai, lo shekdush sayom gormo li yain sheyavoy. Then what was the reason of Beit Shammai, at least the first reason of Beit Shammai? That the kedush sayom brought me the wine. V'kan hu il vein avdolah gormo li yain sheyavoy, hayayin koidem. That's here's Rav Chaim. The avdol didn't bring the wine, why not? As Rav Chaim points out, because you can do avdolah on beer. You don't have to do both avdolah on wine. So the Kedusha brings you wine. That's why you have to do Kiddush on wine. But Avdolah doesn't bring you necessarily wine. So therefore you can do Broch of the wine before Avdolah. Klumta Amayin de Bisil. What's the reason of Bisil? Shayayin Todiv Kedushayin et Adira. Yayin is more frequent than the Kiddush. Tekan Ohil Vayayin Todiv V'Avdolah et Adira. Yayin Kredim. So according to Bisil, of course, will be the same halacha. The wine comes first. So Rav Chaim explains that this Shita, Rabbi Yisi holds that these two reasons that he mentions are the main reasons of Bicham and Bisil. The reason of Beit Shammai is what brings the wine over here, and the reason of Bisil is because what's more frequent. Omar Ramana, Ramana disagrees. He holds the opposite. When I have wine and Avdolah, Avdolah comes first, even according to Bisil. What's the main reason of Beit Shammai? He holds the second reason of Beit Shammai is the main reason. Because Kedushas Hayoyim, I mean the beginning of the day, starts before wine comes. Here also, what came first? Avdolah. Meaning the end of Yom Tev, the end of Shabbos, comes before Yain comes. The same way in the beginning of the day we say that Yom Tev came before Kiddush, so the end, the Havdalah, meaning the next day came before you do Avdolah, before you bring the wine. Klum ta'amayin de Beisil, the main reason of Beisil, according to this Mandomar, L'shayam goyim l'dushas ayyom shita'amer. Yain, because of wine, you say Kiddush. Without the wine, you won't do Kiddush. Here the wine doesn't cause the Avdolah to be said. Why? The same reason like we said before, because you could do it on beer. I don't have to do it with wine. So wine is not what's making me do Kiddush. So here Avdolah Kedemes, here we still agree that Avdolah comes first. So why was there? Oh, you see from here what? From both cheetahs, you see, you could do Avdolah without wine, you could do Avdolah with beer. That's what we said according to both Mandomari. Rabbi Yisi and Ramono, because Rabbi Yisi said according to Beit Shammai, the Avdolah is not caused by the wine because you could do it with beer. And Ramona said, according to Bisilel, the wine didn't bring Avdolah because even without wine you could do Avdolah. But Kiddush you must do with wine and don't do Kiddush on bread. He died to Dav Zoyer Omam Avdilim Ashechor. And those goes like a Zoyer that says you could do Avdolah on beer. Continues the going that Pidal Damud Aleph. The Azlim Asa Le Osu Le Mishra Kiddusha. Prisoner should go from place to place to hear Kiddush, meaning he has to do Kiddush on wine. And if he doesn't have wine in his place, he should go to another place, the place that does have wine, to hear Kiddush from wine. The minig is there in Bavel, in the place there's no wine. So the Shlatzibur in Mayriv of Shabbos, he goes down, he says the Brocha Main Sheva that we know that we have in Leil Shabbos. He ends with the Brocha Mikadosh Yisrael V'Shabbos. That will be a fulfillment of Kiddush. So people that don't have Kiddush on the wine will be able to be Yaitza Kiddush with the Baal Tefillah. And the reason is because Kiddush Al Yain is not Minat Torah, it's not Deraisa. Only Kiddush is Deraisa, but not Al Yain. So preferably you should do it in the wine. If you don't have wine, you have another way to fulfill it with the Shliach Tzibur. With this we conclude Yushalmi Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel.